Workers from many Latin American nations may benefit from President Bush's plan to liberalize immigration rules if it's approved. But Latino journalist Gustavo Arellano says not all immigrants, documented or otherwise, will support the president's plan, and he sent us this essay.
My father entered the living room dusty, his work boots smeared with oil, his face a landscape of fatigue. Take away his gut and four whitewashed children, and Lorenzo Arellano was the same frightened 19-year-old who crawled 3 miles through a Tijuana to San Diego pipeline in 1969, ignoring rats and sewage in search of prosperity. In the 35 years since that passage, he stubbornly rejected America. He learned only enough English to work as a truck driver and spent each Saturday morning reminiscing about the old country with childhood friends. The 1986 amnesty awarded my father citizenship, and years of 7 days a week work allowed us a middle-class life. But if my siblings and I could bank on anything, it was that he would never forsake Mexico. For my father, we said, assimilation was an insult. He sat down on the couch, removed his boots, and asked how the huelga had gone. He was referring to an event this past December, when many Latino activists urged all Latinos to ditch work and school to protest the repeal of SB 60. That bill would have allowed illegal immigrants to apply for California driver's licenses. I thought the strike was stupid, my father remarked in Spanish. Pensé que la huelga fue estúpida. I grunted my agreement. Then he continued. Illegal immigrants shouldn't get driver's licenses. While I thought the huelga was misguided in its approach to dealing with the SB 60 repeal, I certainly don't think illegal immigrants should be denied the right to drive. And hearing my father say he did was like hearing a priest question the existence of God. My father received his driver's license almost immediately upon crossing the border in 1969, back when illegal immigrants could obtain them. The laminated card allowed him to drive without fear of arrest or deportation. My dad was a direct beneficiary of driver's licenses for illegal immigrants. And now he thought illegal immigrants shouldn't be eligible? I demanded an elaboration. See, there's just too many people coming over now, he said. They're ruining things for everyone. Before they came, it wasn't as crowded as it is now. There wasn't as much crime. Streets were much cleaner, too. It's all the fault of illegal immigrants. They don't deserve the right to drive. But weren't you once an illegal immigrant, I asked, who improved his life because of a driver's license? Why deny others that opportunity based on your flimsy reasoning? You know what, Gustavo? He replied. He looked me in the eye. Me, the only child old enough to remember how he cowered in fear any time a police officer passed by. That 1986 amnesty, that ruined this country. We Latinos have just made things worse since. Life used to be nicer before us. That's the truth. My father slipped on some Mexican huaraches and ordered my mom to prepare enchiladas. He called a friend. They talked a good hour about a fundraiser for their hometown church in Mexico. Every word was in Spanish.
Gustavo Arellano is a staff writer with OC Weekly based in Orange County, California.